The city of Chandler will be holding its annual Ostrich Festival this weekend. Today, it's a big event featuring rides, live music, headliners, and more. But why the ostrich part? Turns out, while ostriches are not native to Arizona, they do go a long way back in Chandler to pre-statehood days when ostrich feathers on ladies' hats were all the rage, and Dr. Alexander J. Chandler had a herd of the exotic birds on his land. My co-host Lauren Gilger spoke more about it with the Chandler Museum's Jody Crago.
They were incredibly popular for their feathers. So female fashions in the 1870s and 80s really was driven by these large plumes of feathers off of women's hats. And the ostrich feathers were seemed to be the very best feathers.
And so there ends up being a long history of these feathers and ostriches themselves in Chandler, as we're seeing with the Ostrich Festival there this weekend. How did Dr. Alexander J. Chandler, which obviously is the namesake here, get involved in all of this?
Well, the first time he saw them is he visited the Columbian Exposition, the Chicago World's Fair in 1893 with his family, with his nieces and his brother. And they saw a display of California ostriches. Dr. Chandler, at the time, had a home here in Arizona, but he also had a home in California. So he visited a place called the Costin Ostrich Farm, which is in Pasadena. He was visiting there for two different reasons. One, he wanted to see this new solar engine that he was interested in investing in. It was on display at the Costin Ostrich Farm. And so when he was there, he saw that there was quite a bit of industry, quite a bit of money to be made by raising ostriches to sell their feathers. And so he decided that he was interested in becoming an investor in that.
That's so interesting. So this is a guy who was looking for an opportunity at all times, it seemed?
Absolutely. Dr. Chandler never met a dollar he didn't like and had investments in all kinds of things. And yes, he was the very first person to buy a solar motor because he thought, well, Arizona has a lot of sun and we could get free energy this way. And so when he went to saw this solar motor, he also saw this other industry and said, maybe I should invest in that as well.
Wow. Okay. So he brings some ostriches to Chandler. What does he do with them? How long does he keep them here?
So starting around 1906, he starts to amass this ostrich herd, first by purchasing about 200 ostriches, but then soon starts to breed them and starts to sell the feathers. In conjunction, he sells them to that Costridge Ostrich Farm in California, and they become like the sales house for his feathers. But he continues to breed the ostriches, and then once he starts to found Chandler, the city, which is in 1912, and then he builds the San Marcos in 1913, he brought the ostriches from other parts of Chandler Ranch to right next to the hotel because he saw them as also a tourist attraction, very similar to the way the Costin Ostrich Farm was a tourist attraction in Pasadena.
This is the San Marcos Hotel you're talking about. Yeah. Tell us about how people viewed them. Like, did people think of them as a tourist attraction and were interested in going to see them as kind of they still are today?
Oh, absolutely. So there's pictures of guests who would, you know, walk out to the farm because it was right next to the San Marcos Hotel, and they would feed them. There's, you know, photos of them feeding them. There would be newspaper articles about the chef would make an ostrich egg omelet and how many people it would fill. So that was the whole excitement of it, right? It was something very, very unique. Ostriches were in the news papers often, and people knew of the feathers, but they hadn't really seen them in person. So it was really exciting to see them.
There's a story I understand about one time Dr. Chandler hired cowboys to sort of herd a bunch of ostriches across the valley. Can you tell us this?
Absolutely. So in 1914, he was acquiring more ostriches. There was another ostrich farm on the West Valley. And so he purchased a fairly large herd. And he didn't want to transport them on train because he was afraid that the ostriches would get injured. So instead, he thought the perfect idea would be hire some cowboys and drive them just like cattle. So from the West Valley, they drive these ostriches south of the Estrella Mountains in South Mountain and then come up to Chandler from the south. Now, as you can imagine, this was a spectacle, and so a few people went out there to go see it.
So it sounds like this was quite an industry, and people loved wearing the ostrich feathers for a long time. So how long did this kind of fashion last? I mean, we obviously aren't wearing these today.
Correct. So women's fashion, ostrich feather at least, stayed very popular on various women's hats all the way into the 20th century. So starting about 1914, 1915, and especially 1916, when the United States started to become involved with World War I, fashion across the United States and Europe sort of changed because they wanted it to be a lot more somber, less ostentatious, because here are all these men that are fighting a war and losing their lives. And so women's fashion started to change, become more militaristic, like more simple lines, less hats with these large brims and feathers. And so it sort of fell out of fashion at that point. Mm-hmm. And so the industry started to suffer because of that.
Yeah. But it sounds like Dr. Chandler held on to a lot of the feathers, at least, if not the ostriches.
Oh, yeah. So he really believed that this was just a temporary setback for the ostrich feather. So he still would cut the ostrich feathers. You cut them. You don't pluck them because they wouldn't grow back. You pluck them. So they trim the ostrich feather off, and then they would store them. So he would store them in the basement of the San Marcos Hotel. And we know that he held on to these for quite a while because there was a newspaper article in the Los Angeles Times in the 30s where it talked about an annual event that happened in Chandler, Arizona, where these boxes of ostrich feathers would be brought out, laid out in the sun to get rid of any mustiness or moisture, and then packed back in camphor and put back into the basement for the time when they would become popular again.
So I want to ask lastly about this festival, because this has changed, I'm guessing, a lot over the years. But is this kind of how it began, this idea of bringing out the ostrich feathers every year?
Well, it didn't start that way. So Chandler has had a spring festival for decades, and it had various names over the decades. But starting in the mid to late 80s, this conversation started, we should rename it to be something that reflects our history, right? Chandler was growing as a town. And so somebody brought up the idea of, oh, well, you know, there's this history with Dr. Chandler and ostriches. And a great idea was born. And so the Ostrich Festival was named that, and is actually, there's a scene in Waiting to Exhale that is filmed at the Ostrich Festival. And then ultimately, as it grew, it shifted out to Tumbleweed Park, where it is today.
Well, there it is. The Ostrich Festival, rooted in a lot of history in Chandler. That is Jody Crago, the museum manager at the Chandler Museum, joining us to talk about this. Jody, thanks so much for the history lesson. This is really interesting.
Yes, thank you for having me.